In the holy letters now of the Rebbe in volume 11, this is letter number 3466. Baruch Hashem, dated 11th of Iyar, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses him with Harav HaGoyen, Harav HaChosid, etc. Isaac Mitzvah Chetzibur, Moirenu Yitzchok Sheyichya HaKoyen Hendel. It's Rabbi Hendel. He was the rabbi in Montreal, the Chabad rabbi over there. For many years. Shalom uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 9th of Iyar. I am very surprised, the Rebbe says, that notwithstanding that I keep on reminding or encouraging the Hasidim, the Anash, very frequently, that the Torah and mitzvahs are ways of connecting to Hashem and His Torah. Torah and mitzvahs are they're the connecting pieces to Hashem and Torah. And your spiritual standing, the way you're connected to Hashem, your spiritual standing, on that hinges your physical standing. So the Rebbe is basically saying, what's going on with your spirituality is essentially what your physicality hinges on. So what is the Rebbe saying? Even the Tamimim, that's the Hasidim, the Tamimim means those who learned in Chabad Yeshivas, and even our rabbis, he says, they write about every item and item. They keep on writing about everything. But they don't mention about the above, even generally. They don't tell about their learning. They don't tell about the Torah, the mitzvahs. They write about all kinds of stuff. Not even in a Hindu they write about it. Why doesn't anybody write about their spiritual standing? They're apparently mostly talking about all kinds of stuff without saying about what's going on in Torah and mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, of course, I don't mean that people should brag in their letters, to brag and say, oh, look how much I've learned, look how much I've done. We're not talking about bragging, the Rebbe says. Or see how impactful I was. I accomplished so much. That's not what I'm talking about. But at least to mention what is being done within your community that you are. What's happening over there? And how much more so, for sure, what's within the four cubits of the writer? In your family, the Rebbe wants to know, how are things going? How is the learning? How is the spiritual level of the home? Guess what? I think it's the same nekuda. If a person has to report to the Rebbe, he's going to have to make sure, if he knows that he has to report, that's my interpretation. But he's going to have to make sure. The Rebbe wants to know, people should be reporting. So already, even if you're not a shaliach, even if you're not you're just a regular chassid, right? You're a tamim. Report to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, there's no aspect of arrogance in reporting what's going on in the home or what's going on in your four cubits. We're not asking you to brag about what you have done, just to give a report of what's going on. This is very simple, no need to get into great detail. And the Rebbe says, so this would be for all the Hasidim. Why don't they report? Because their spiritual, basically the Rebbe says, their spiritual level should give an indication, and their physical hinges on that. But especially, the Rebbe says, the Tamimim, those who learned in the yeshiva, the Lubavitch yeshivas, is even greater. So the Rebbe says, because you don't even mention anything about what's going on in the yeshiva, and he was, besides being the rabbi, he was also in the yeshiva. So he says, you just started the new semester, the new year of learning. I guess after the break of Nisan Pesach, they had a break. They started a new semester or a new season of learning. Why is there no report? What's going on? So apparently this was directed to everybody, but in this particular case, the Rebbe wants to know, writing about everything else, not telling me what's going on in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says, I pray, Yirotzin, that based on the expression that my father-in-law, who heard it in the name of the elder Hasidim, they said in Yiddish, as mendarf oishtein gor a anderer. Now one needs to wake up. Totally different. Rabbi says, he's praying that the situation will totally change. I'm hopeful that also in this, these matters will change from one extreme to the other extreme. Again, ... And the Rebbe ends with a bracha, with a blessing. So, the Rebbe is not saying, don't write about other matters. And apparently it seems like the other matters will have all to do with physicality, when the Rebbe says all physicality hinges on the spirituality. Why is there no mention? Especially the Rebbe says, the Tmimim, the Rabbonim, our Rabbonim, I mean, he's one of the Rabbonim. Why is there no mention about what's going on? The Rebbe says, I'm not talking about bragging, I'm not talking about arrogance, I'm talking about a report of what's going on and what's happening. And the Rebbe says, he hopes that things will change from one extreme to the other extreme, and the Rebbe ends up with a blessing.